بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Role of arrogant powers policies in recent bitter events in Iran is obvious. This is the part of speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on October 3, 2022, during the joint graduation ceremony for the cadets studying in the academies of the Islamic Republic of Iran's armed forces. This ceremony was held in Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salam University of Officer and Police Training. Transits cannot be carried out without security. Production is not possible without security. Security is the substructure for all of these things. Well, armed organizations are the ones who provide this never-ending universal need of the country and the general public. This is something you should be proud of. The army, the IRGC, the law enforcement organization, and the besieged all provide security in different ways. A person who attacks a police station is attacking the security of the country. The one who attacks one of the bases of the besieged is attacking the security of the country. The one who ridicules the army or the IRGC in their statements or speeches is insulting the country's security. Weakening the organizations and the armed forces means weakening the security of the country. The result of weakening the police is strengthening the criminals.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The police have a duty to stand up to the criminals and ensure the safety of the public. The person who attacks the police is actually leaving the police defenseless against criminals, thugs, thieves, and extortionists. A great advantage that our country has is that the security we have has been built from within. It makes a big difference when a country or a nation creates security from itself, from within, with its own forces, with its own power, and with its own thoughts and ideas, compared to a country that has a foreign power telling them that they will provide them with security and protection. This is like a person protecting his milking cow. These are two very different things. Our security has been built from within. We rely on no one for our security. We have succeeded in creating and maintaining this security. This security with this strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.